This is program number LW2540. Well, some of it's trash, and some of it is treasure. And sometimes there's just not much difference between the two, between the trash and the treasure. The thing that often makes the difference is the one who touched it all. Hi, this is Larry West. When Abraham Lincoln was elected to the presidency, he wrote to a friend of his a letter. It went this way. "I am worrying to know what to do with my house." He said, "I don't want to sell myself out of a home, but if I rent, it will be pretty well used up by the time I get back." Well, finally, Lincoln found a man who promised to take care of it, so Lincoln rented it to the man for $90 a year. And then he inserted this notice in his hometown newspaper. It said, "The furniture consisting of parlor and chamber sets, carpets, sofas, chairs, wardrobes, bureaus, bedsteads, stoves, china, queensware, glass, etc., at the residence on the corner of 8th and Jackson Street, is offered at private sale without reserve." Some neighbors came and looked over the things that Lincoln had for sale. One bought a few chairs and a cook stove. Another asked the price of a bed. History says they paid Lincoln just about as little as they could get away with. I guess you could say that they were treating his furniture like trash. A Mr. Tilton, superintendent of the Great Western Railway, bought some of the furniture and later took it with him to Chicago, where fire burned it up in the Great Fire of 1871. The few pieces that remained were years later taken to the rooming house in Washington where Lincoln died, which stands just across the street from Ford's Theater and is now the property of the U.S. government. Here's the interesting part, though. Those second-hand chairs that Lincoln's neighbors could have bought for about a dollar and a half apiece, are today worth more than their weight in gold. It seems that everything that Abraham Lincoln, and here's the word, everything that he touched has turned to treasure. The black walnut rocking chair where he was sitting when Booth shot him sold in 1929 for $2,500. What would it be worth today? That is, if you could buy it. A letter Lincoln wrote to Major General Hooker, Commander-in-Chief of the Army of the Potomac, sold in the early 30s for $10,000. A collection of 485 telegrams Lincoln sent during the Civil War were in the 1930s valued at $250,000. What would those things be worth today, if you could buy them? But this wood, this paper, really it's just trash. But it's also treasure. Why? Because of the touch of an important man. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste his time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bid, good folks?" he said. "Who will start the bidding for me? A dollar, then two dollars, and who will make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three, but no." From the room far back, an old gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody, pure and sweet, as the caroling angels sang. The music and the auctioneer, in a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who'll make it two? $2,000, and who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going, going, and gone," said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We do not quite understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of the master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune, who is battered and scarred with sin, is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The difference between trash and treasure is the touch of the master's hand. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.